And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with me today, Carrie Corbin. She is Community Services Coordinator for our Newcastle County Department of Community Services. Also the, I guess you call it the Recreation Department. You're the Fun and Games girl.
We are. Yes, we are. We do all the recreation for everything across Newcastle County.
So you are the Fun and Games girl.
Fun and Games. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Oh. Yeah, and arts and crafts. Our Fun and Games and arts and crafts.
I like how you keep adding on to it. And because there is just so much to do in Newcastle County. And I think we forget that, you know, everybody in Newcastle County basically is within walking distance of some facility that has programming throughout the year. But we think about you right now because it's Christmas and yes. Rockwood Park is so fabulous. But but throughout the year, there is something for everybody to do.
Yeah. So Newcastle County, yeah, we have over 200 parks across, you know, from the throughout the whole county. So most people, they're all shapes and sizes, are in walking distance of a park where you can either take a nice walk. And some parks we do lots of programming. A lot of people may know about our Carousel Park and Equestrian Center in Pike Creek, which is where you can take beautiful walks and see wonderful horses. And there's therapeutic riding there, and you can take riding lessons, and they have pony rides in the summer. And it's just a really beautiful park just to be in anyway. And then a lot of people know about Rockwood Park and Mansion, where we have the museum, and again, beautiful walking trails, and we do a lot of programming and events there. We have a humongous park in Bear called Glasgow Park, and that's another one where we have a skate bowl, and there's like 19 playgrounds. Not really, but there's lots of wonderful playgrounds, including a sensory playground that has a fence around it. It's a wonderful facility. And then we have other parks like Delcastle Park, where we do a lot of our sports programs. And I'm probably forgetting park, somebody's favorite park, but we have so much. And we have like Tally Day, which is right next to the library. So yeah, there's so many parks, and people may not even realize that they're using a county park, but we know we go out of our way to make sure that we are creating wonderful places for people to either take a walk or participate in a community event or take a fitness class or things like that.
So again, you mentioned all ages and all abilities can enjoy programming at the parks. But do you want to parse them down a little bit and talk more specifically, especially, well, tell me a little bit about Rockwood Park.
Sure. So Rockwood Park is a approximately 72-acre park that was created from an old Victorian era mansion. And it contains woods, a historic garden, an historic arboretum. We have the historic buildings there and the mansion, which contains a museum. Wonderful paved trails. We were voted the best walking trails in Delaware. And it's just this fantastic facility. And now we have a new director there at Rockwood. And he is just doing amazing things. And there's all sorts of things, probably things you would never think of that you could do at Rockwood. Everything from a craft program. They have family yoga, adult yoga, of course, ghost tours. Rockwood's very well known for their ghost tours. Lots of paranormal things going up there. But also they have mystery games and things like that. So Rockwood has so much going on, like theater performances, you know, it's definitely something where if you haven't checked out what's going on at Rockwood for a while, you should definitely check out the website and check out what's going on up there, because there is so much. There's almost like too much to even talk about. But so right now, you know, we have the holidays going on up there. So anybody who's familiar with that, or if you're not, there's always holiday lights up. So you can go, and all tours are free in December for Rockwood. So if you haven't been up there and you feel like you want to take a chance to go up and check it out, all self-guided or guided tours throughout December are free up there at Rockwood.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the holiday at Rockwood later on. Mm-hmm. Although it's amazing. And this year you've got, 12 trees. Here I am starting in on Christmas already. Oh, let's just get it out of the way. You've got 12 trees, right, in the mansion?
Actually, I heard it's 20. over 20. And I was there yesterday. It's beautiful. And it's unlike anything that I've seen there. And I've worked with the county for 23 years. So I've seen a lot of holiday displays at Rockwood. And this one's really unique and special, and will give you that kind of sparkly holiday feeling that some people like to have. So if that's something that you seek out, it's a great opportunity because you can take advantage of it for free. And you can tour during the day. And they also are going to have some extended evening hours coming up too, and throughout December too, so you can take advantage of checking out the holiday lights and seeing the display in the museum when it's dark, so it gets the full sparkle effect.
And this is a
Sorry,
Victorian mansion.
Mansion, yes, it's full of amazing art, amazing furniture, like beyond the trees. The trees just kind of like accent all of those things, and you get a really good sense of what life was like for this wealthy family at the turn of the century, actually into the middle of the 20th century, and so you get to kind of really take a look at that and kind of stand where they stood and kind of really it's like an immersive, that's what house museums are. It's kind of an immersive experience of being able to kind of put yourself in their shoes and get an idea of what it was like back then.
And the wonderful thing, of course, is that, you know, at this time of the year, you get to have that immersive museum effect for free.
Yes, you do. You do. And you get to kind of get a taste of it and decide if you want to come back. And it's a great opportunity to kind of really get an idea of everything that they do up there. It's not kind of what you maybe typically think of when you think of what happens up at a house museum. There's a lot of mindfulness programs up there, nature programs, lots of programs for families to enjoy being out in nature at the house or making crafts with their toddlers and their kids or their families. And so there's just a lot for everybody out there at Rockwood.
Now, let's go into Carousel Park.
Yes. So Carousel is a really, really cool park. So a lot of people know it if they're from the area as a wonderful place to walk because it's very large. And I know my husband and I used to walk the loop around Carousel because you get an easy 3 miles in and there's a lake. And Carousel does offer horse riding lessons. It's something that you would have to you can call and find out more information about that. They also have therapeutic riding there. We have special events there too. So they have farmers markets there. We have Big Sleep Under the Stars event, which is a ha event that happens in October, which is probably what probably most people know Carousel for. It's a huge overnight camping event, family camping event that we do up there. But for me, it's one of my favorite parks to go walking, go because it's just really wonderful. Oh, you know what Carousel also has is a off-leash dog park for our dog people out there. So it's a place where they can go and it's huge fields. And so your dog can really get that run on. And then there's a lake. I will recommend though, this time of year when it's cold, to not let your dog go out on the lake if it's a little icy because it can get a little hairy. But during the summer, it's a great way for, your retrievers or your dogs that love the water to kind of go and run around and get their feet wet and things like that. And have a
Dog
really good
beach.
time.
Dog
Dog beach, dog beach.
beach.
It's muddy, but yeah. So it's a really cool location. They also have this cross country riding course up there. So if any we have any horse riders up there, they have a seasonal cross country rider, which is a huge rolling field, and it has like jumps. So you can go if you have a horse, and you can sign up and go through these jumps in the cross country course. It's beautiful. It's new. It's about 3 years old.
And then let's hit on Glasgow while we're at it.
Oh, Glasgow. So Glasgow is huge. It's this enormous regional park. It's kind of broken up into sectors, and so we have a farm complex. And so what I do, we a lot of the programming that we do is at this farm complex. And so we have a Red Bank barn and there's a farmhouse. And there we do things like we have outdoor like yoga and Tai Chi. We also have those indoors. Local people can like for meetings, like civic associations can rent rooms in the farmhouse, although we also are starting to do programs there. And that's also where we have our summer concert series in the summer and our farmers markets in the summer, right there at the Bank Barn. But the rest of the park is amazing. And we have, I know I was joking a little earlier about 17 playgrounds, but we do have that has one of the most beautiful playgrounds in the region. And a whole separate fenced-in sensory playground is called the High Five Park. And then we have a beautiful skate bowl up there. So for our skateboarders out there, you can go and experience the skate bowl. It also has miles of paved trails. Including what we jokingly refer to as Bear Mountain. So it's a hill. And so our walkers and runners like to challenge themselves with a hill, and it becomes a killer sledding hill when we get snow.
All of these, of course, they sound very active, and but then you've also got facilities for you've got art.
We do.
Yeah,
Oh my goodness. And the art. So
the
yeah, so art studio. And so it's right off of of 141s, right near, it's near Newport. People are familiar. And our art studio is a wonderful facility, and it's in the Absalom Jones building on Kyamensee Road. But we, the art studio offers a huge variety of all different types of arts programs for all ages and abilities. We have the Kaleidoscope Adaptive Art Studio there, which helps people of all physical abilities and all abilities to make art. It's fantastic. And also, we have there a wonderful selection of programs. So we know that not everybody wants to take a 6-week ceramics course, but we have that if you want to. And we have floor weaving, we have wonderful fiber arts classes, painting, drawing, photography, all the normal, all the usual suspects in art. But there's also a really great collection of workshops or opportunities for you to come out for the evening, like with your friend or with a date, to make something and then come out on the other end with a beautiful thing. We have these great opportunities for parents or adults and children to come together to create something together. And it's called like making art with your big kid or making art with your toddler. And there's also cool opportunities to kind of get into a new medium. So, so it's either like dyeing cloth or hand building, embroidery, making jewelry. There's one on here that's coming up in, when is that coming up? It's actually coming up next week, but it's steampunk resin jewelry. So people who are
Ooh.
interested in making resin jewelry, that's something that you can kind of get into. And these are wonderful opportunities because the cost isn't high, but the cost would be much higher if you're like, oh, I want to get into that, so let me buy all the stuff. So this is an opportunity for you to kind of see if you like the craft and then kind of get into it and go with it. So yeah, and the art studio has dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of programs. They also have Creative Art Saturday. So it's the second Saturday of every month up there. You have a free opportunity to take kids, and there is a guided art project that you can go through there. So it's every second Saturday, 10 a.m. You can, if it's a rainy day, any kind of day, and you just need to get out of the house, you can take your kids over there and have a free opportunity, a free activity for them to enjoy at the art studio.
And this is airing the first Sunday, so that is next
Yes,
weekend. That is
next
next
weekend.
weekend.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity, and that's standing, that we, that happens all year. So that's something that's always ongoing.
You know, we forget New Castle County has some amazing opportunities for because the libraries they all at oh gosh, which one is it? The big library out on 9. They
Oh,
have
Route 9 Library.
yeah, and they have all of that fancy art equipment that you can actually rent. It's like we all want to be Demi Moore, you know, throwing that pot, but who the heck is going to invest in a kiln and a potter's wheel to find out we stink? And here is this, or the steampunk resin. Everybody loves steampunk jewelry right now, but am I going to go out there and buy the, you know, the molds and all that stuff?
And it's all, yeah, and there's, you also have to learn how to handle some of those materials. Like, it's not Play-Doh. It's just like, but you're right, the libraries also offer wonderful opportunities to get into some of these things that are hard, like, that they have the 3D printing, they have podcast studios at Route 9. They have all sorts of things. So yeah, the library, and actually Route 9 Library also has the Reader's Cafe, which is our which is that's also under recreation. So it has an actual restaurant there. It's a teaching restaurant. We have a lot of students working there as well, and it's something where when you go there, you can get a book and you can also get a sandwich. And so it's also a really cool place to go and enjoy an afternoon if you so choose.
Well, that's just it. We forget how much New Castle County has to offer. And a lot of this is absolutely free to enjoy or negligible cost compared to, again, what it would cost you to try it on your own. So, and all of this, of course, can be found online. You can get all of the schedules, all of the happenings, and that's real. I just threw that away right away. NewcastleDE.gov/happenings. That's NewcastleDE.gov/happenings. You can learn about all of the opportunities for you, your family, and we also have to get into like your school or your businesses too. But first, let me say that this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. Carrie Corbin, our guest today, Community Services Coordinator for Newcastle County Department of Community Services. Newcastle DE, all one word, NewcastleDE.gov/happenings. Okay, using these parks and facilities, you mentioned having a meeting if you're a civic group. Well, what about I'm a family and want to schedule a barbecue somewhere, a family reunion, or maybe I do want to have a business meeting or a wedding. Can we do these through Newcastle County and your park systems?
Definitely various in various ways too. So yeah, so people who are familiar with our parks, we have pavilions, we have other wonderful facilities, and that can be permitted, that you can get a permit. And if you go, you know, if you go to our website, you'll see there's a link right there that'll take you to park permits. Rockwood has actually it's a very well-known wedding venue called the Carriage House. And that's probably the biggest place in Delaware where, you know, it's a rustic carriage house and in the middle of this beautiful park, and you know, we have also this beautiful mansion as a backdrop for photos, and so it's really known, well-known place. And and you know, libraries, you know, for business meeting, I personally go to libraries, but also we have the Brandywine Town Center, we have the Fraser House at Glasgow Park, and then we have like the Hocassin Rec Center and Garfield Park Rec Center. So we have a lot of facilities kind of all around. We also have the new one in Middletown, Whitehall, in the town of Whitehall, we have the Whitehall Rec Center. So all across the county, we have, there's lots of opportunities. And when you kind of add on the library facilities, you know, you're either driving by or walking into a county facility quite frequently.
And, you know, in all of these parks, of course, so many organizations use them as the base for their 5Ks and their runs and their walks.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You probably, if you feel like you've never been to a park, you have been to one. Especially Glasgow is so, so popular for 5Ks. And unlike state parks, we don't have, there's no fee. So like, there's not a fee for you to come into the park, to pay a fee to come in with your car. So anytime you're, you know, our facilities are free and open for you to come and enjoy throughout the year.
And so now we get into another area of using these parks, and that is giving back. how can we help support this amazing system that gives so much to us?
Well, there's so many opportunities to volunteer in the county, and we actually have a special website. So it would be the NewcastleDE.gov/volunteer, and you can kind of see what's going on right now. But in my department, we are always in need of event volunteers. We do big major events all throughout the year, and it could be a really fun opportunity for you to earn community service or participate in community service. And you're helping the community come together, and and it's a great opportunity to kind of, you know, get your hours in and have a lot of fun. We also have opportunities if you like Rockwood. I mean, there's volunteer opportunities to be a volunteer guide, to help decorate, help do many different things up there at the mansion. There's also volunteer opportunities at Carousel if you like horses. And there's lots of opportunities too. So we also, our department, it's not really under my umbrella, but we also have the Hope Center, which is a center for temporary housing. And we have lots of volunteer opportunities at the Hope Center as well.
So we can give back to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then let's talk about those events, because we've already talked a little bit about Christmas, and we're going to end with Christmas because we have to. it's so cool there. But what are some of the events that you throw throughout the year?
So the ones that are really big ones, so we have Ice Cream Festival in June. That usually gets our calendar year. Well, actually, I'll go back. So we have a Black History Month program that we do in February at the Walnut Street YMCA. That's open to everybody. That's a really great program. It's always the first weekend in February. And then we also do in March, we have a Great Women in History program. And we do that at the Route 9 Library. And that is usually also the first weekend in March. And that's just an opportunity where we gather. We honor local women and we talk about the impact of women. And so those are two kind of smaller events, but they're very important to us that we do in the year. And then our next big event is Ice Cream Festival at Rockwood Park. It's always the last Saturday in June. So this year it'll be June 24th, and that's at Rockwood. And so that's where we have lots of food, lots of ice cream, huge craft vendors. You can come and tour the museum. We have fantastic music, and it's all topped off with fireworks. Ice cream festival. And then we go into our summer season where we have our summer concerts and our farmers markets. And then in September we have Fairy Festival at Rockwood Park, which is really a celebration of childhood. So you can come out, little kids get dressed up. We have all these opportunities for them to learn and play and explore. And we have wonderful performances. And that's one of my favorite events. That's Fairy Festival. And that's in September. I think this year, it's always the last Sunday of September. I think it's going to be the 24th this year, September 24th. And then we have Sleep Under the Stars at Carousel Park, which is a huge family camping event. That's in October. I'm not sure of the date of that yet, but keep an eye out. It's usually the second or third Saturday in October. And then we go right back into our holidays.
So your department keeps kind of busy the entire year round.
We do. And I didn't even talk about summer camp. So, I mean, we have something going on always. And then, of course, we also do sports. So, we have sports leagues, sports clinics for kids. And so, there's never a dull moment for us over here.
So the camp, talk a little bit about the camp, because believe it or
Sure.
not, this is the middle of the year. We're already thinking about summer.
We are. And I have an 11-year-old daughter, and I so this is about the time that I start thinking about camp. Because people know that if you don't, you have to have your camps kind of pinned down by the end of February. So we will be launching all of the information about our camps. You should keep an eye out. It'll be out in January. But the county runs, I think, 15 weeks of camp throughout the summer. And so we have our general recreation camp, which is a day camp. And then we also have there's camps at the art studio, there's camps at Carousel Park, there's camps everywhere, to all interests. Oh, and we have wonderful sports camps throughout the summer as well, where kids can really either learn a new skill or develop their skills, basketball, volleyball, baseball, tennis, anything. So it's just, there's a whole variety of things. And so that'll all be coming out in January. And those go all summer.
And if I'm an adult and I'm thinking about sports, do you have adult leagues too? And how and do you
We
have to
do.
be part of a team already, or do you have open leagues?
So for the most part, you do need to be a part of a team to join our leagues. There are some occasions where they're open. So I know that they have some of our like co-rec or co-ed basketball leagues are open. And I think there's a couple of soccer leagues that we do that are open. And so it's all seasonal. So I know that the winter leagues for adults just came out. And it's, there's indoor soccer and basketball and all sorts of things. And it's for all types of people. So, but yeah. So in general, though, you do usually have to have a team together to join our leagues.
And so let's talk about Christmas some more now.
Oh, yes. I know it's hard to talk about other things. It's all I have on my
I
mind.
know, because we're, and again, this is Sunday morning. We just came off of the big kickoff
Yes.
for the holidays. You do an open
Yes.
house every year, which kicks off the holiday. And I joke that, when the lights go up at Rockwood Park, Santa's right behind.
Yes. Oh, literally. And it's great. It's one of my, it kicks off the holiday for me too. And so, it's something where, it's just a wonderful weekend and we just are so excited, but it's just kicking things off for us. So next week we have the kind of the celebrations moving south to Glasgow Park for our holiday celebration and market. And it's similar to what happened up at Rockwood last night, but it's like we have free photo opportunities with Santa. There are refreshments. We have food trucks. We have wonderful performances on the stage. We have a huge, wonderful tree lighting, just like we did at Rockwood. We have the holiday train, the light display up there. The holiday lights are just absolutely gorgeous. And Glasgow also has a really amazing holiday market. So it is kind of as you kind of think about a really nice, cozy holiday market. That's what we have there. It's in the Red Bank Barn, and it's a place for you to buy gifts from local entrepreneurs or small businesses selling everything from honey to jewelry to hand knit things to soaps and body lotions, all local, all small businesses. It's a great opportunity to come out and support your local craftspeople in the county and get some really super unique gifts. It's a wonderful, as I said, cozy, warm shopping experience. You can grab some cocoa at one of the food trucks and then come in and get a lot of shopping done. I got so much shopping done last year. So I'm excited for that to be coming up as well. And so that's on December 9th, 10th, and it's 5 to 8 both nights. Up there at Glasgow.
And then the holidays continue. The lights will be up. And how do we enjoy the holidays after the big weekends?
So at Glasgow, you will still be able to drive through in the evening and see the lights. So there won't be any additional, programming, but you can always drive through and check out the lights. You can actually see them from Route 40, but you could come into the park and check them out too. At Rockwood, we have the lights will be on until the end of the first week of January, like they always are. So you can come and drive through and check out the lights on the 9th, 10th, 16th, and 17th, which are Fridays and Saturdays up at Rockwood. The house has extended open hours in from 5 to 8 p.m. So, the tours usually go from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So then we're extending it. So you can come and take advantage of the see what's going on in the museum, the beautiful museum display, as well as the lights that are outside. And so you can come and talk to the guides at the museum, hear about Rockwood, and then enjoy the holiday lights outside. And that goes, I said, until the first week of January. And so you can come and check all of that out and then come into the house on select nights and enjoy the holiday tour. And we actually kind of end the holiday at Rockwood again on New Year's Day. We have a New Year's Day hike, which is, I don't know if you have heard about those, but those are becoming very popular ways of people kicking off the new year with a lung full of fresh air. That's a good question. Let me think.
Hispanic, do you have Spanish language programs or 2-minute warning? What do you want us to take away about Newcastle County recreation?
I want you to take away that we have so much to offer, whether you're looking for sports or arts or something to do with your grandchild or toddler, or if you want to get out and get back and get into team sports, or honestly, I love the winter clinics are a great opportunity also to kind of as like gifts for you. Give your child a gift. They start in January, and you get them their basketball clinic as a gift. So I just want everybody to remember that there's so much going on in Newcastle County, and to jump on to newcastlede.gov/happenings and check out what's going on. You can also sign up for our weekly email blast there. That's something that I do myself personally, and I send out every weekly so you can kind of get in the know of all the new and upcoming stuff that's going on here in the county.
You know, after 2 years of being locked down, it's a nice reminder that the art studio is there and that Rockwood Park is open and that we can take these classes or clinics or sign up for a winter league and play basketball well or poorly, because again, there are opportunities for all of us there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have pickleball, but we have all sorts of things. And it's a great opportunity, especially if you want to stick your toe in a little bit and not kind of jump into something that you may feel is more than you're looking for. So we really give great opportunities for you to try new things and experience new things and meet new wonderful people here in Newcastle County.
And again, it's all around us. There is a park, a rec center, wherever you may be in Newcastle County, there is something going on all year round. And you find out at NewcastleDE, all one word, newcastlede.gov/happenings. And if you got an itch to volunteer, go to newcastlede.gov/volunteer. But no matter what, you'll find out all of the opportunities that exist within Newcastle County here. And here's where I say thank you to Carrie Corbin, Community Services Coordinator for Newcastle County Department of Community Services. Fun and games, girl.
Yes.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.